The program for Friday, Fathers. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. You know, if we are New Testament Christians and members of the Lord's Church, it's wonderful to know that we are on the winning team. There's no way short of apostasy itself whereby a Christian can lose. In every way, Christ has already gotten a victory for us, and we are now to live out this victory in our lives on a daily basis as we trust Him. 1 John 5:4 says, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Christ conquered sin, death, and the grave, and consequently has delivered, as we read in Hebrews 2:15, He has delivered all who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. John 10:10 says, "He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly." We've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1:13. Jesus declared that the gates of hell would not prevail against His church in Matthew 16:18 after Peter had made that great confession. Yes, we are on the winning team. Greater is He that is within you than he that is within the world. 1 John 4:4. We're now reigning with Christ as He is the Lord of our lives. All things are subservient to us, or at least they should serve us, according to 1 Corinthians 3:21-23. Let's see what Paul says there. "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's." All things should be servant to Christians, even death itself, as he says here. And Paul says in Romans 8:28, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." All things work for our good, not necessarily for our pleasure, but for our good. Even bad things do. We shouldn't look upon ourselves as victims of any circumstance. Everything is a challenge to be faced with the purpose of accomplishing the glory of God in that which takes place in our lives. Romans 8, listen to these words, verses 36-39. Paul says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now listen to Paul's words of exclamation in 1 Corinthians 15:57-58 in his 15th chapter. He had been talking about the glorious resurrection and the prospects of our everlasting life. And then he says this, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." How wonderful! We are on the winning team. Too many times we are whining wimps today, it seems. We wring our hands and we say, "Look what the world is coming to." Oh, how unlike the early church and the early Christians. They didn't say, "Look what the world has come to," but rather they said, "Look what has come to the world. The good news of salvation, hope, and victory in Jesus Christ." I remind you again, we are on the winning team. We serve the Lord of glory, who is the first fruits of those who slept. He is the conqueror of sin and conqueror of death and hell. This is our hope in Jesus. Thank you for listening today.